everyone, and welcome to Dallas Hoops Fancast. I'm your host, Sydney, and I'm here with Martin.
Hey, guys.
We just watched a craptastic game as the Dallas Mavericks lost to the 14-37 Houston Rockets, 102-93. I think the Rockets had lost 23 out of their last 25 or something like that. And the Mavs, they were feeling generous tonight.
Two of those wins are against Dallas, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, the Mavs were like, you know what? You guys need this more than we do. They were feeling very charitable tonight. And I think we should appreciate the kindness of the Mavericks in allowing the Rockets to win this. How many wins are they going to have this season?
Well, if they play Dallas, they'd win every game. I mean, it's a tough loss. I mean, I don't know if I want to overreact to it. This was a typical, and they talked about it being a, what do they call it? The trap game.
Trap game.
And the Mavericks haven't.
Not the music trap. Not the music type. Just a tough game.
Yeah. Thanks for interrupting me for that. Okay. It's not like, you know, when the Mavericks were good back in Dirk era, trap games were an actual thing because you're good. You play good teams all the time. And then every now and then you got to play this crap team
in
and go
between
out there.
Yes. Two tough teams.
Yes. But since Dallas has sucked for the last 10 years, the term trap game doesn't really exist.
Yeah. That's now, like every game.
Now this one though, because of the way Dallas has been playing lately and who they've been playing, it's like every night was a big opponent. Mm-hmm. I think this literally was the first trap game they've had in at least 7 years.
Yeah.
And they played like trash. They Josh Richardson was like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Yeah.
And last game, 5 for 5 from three. This game, 0 for 69. You know, it was just terrible.
Yeah, he was 0 for 9 overall. Yeah. He had 1 point.
And it was a free throw because he missed the other one.
Because he missed the second one. Melly, who started in place of Maxi Kleber, he had 2 points. Dorian Finney-Smith had 9. Luka and Porzingis both had 23. I mean, they both had solid games, although Luka did not shoot. I mean, he was 9 for 26.
It's funny. I mentioned in the last podcast after the Jazz win how Donovan Mitchell went like 6 for 23 or something. Yeah. I was like, you know, we don't see that from Luka very often.
the very next game.
And I was like, I think this is his worst shooting game I've seen him have.
He's probably had worse, like his rookie season or his second season against, the Lakers or something. He really struggled.
Yeah, but not with this volume. And then he also missed a lot of layups. Mm-hmm. And
he also got fouled.
Well, I want to save that for a segment because the foul thing is really starting to bother me. And I think it needs to stop.
Addressed.
Yes, it needs to be addressed. The Mavericks need to address it. The referees need to address it because it's clear that they are not calling whistles for him. And I don't know if it's because he has complained in the past, whatever, but it is very clear the guy gets fouled regularly on these drives and is not getting the whistle.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it is because of the complaining that he did his first couple of seasons, but the referees cannot do that. You have to be objective. You can't allow your emotions dictate the call. Whether he's screaming or not every single possession does not matter. You have to call it as you see it. And if it's a foul, you need to call it as a foul. There is just too many times over the last couple of months that Luka is not getting the benefit of the whistle like other players are getting. And it's really getting out of hand because it is affecting the Mavericks from time to time. It affected Luka tonight. Yes, 9 of 26, but a couple of these misses
were fouls,
and he just didn't get the whistle, and it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I mean, he shot 5 free throws tonight, and there were multiple plays where it's like, that is a foul.
Yes.
Not just, oh, that's a soft foul, or that's a bang-bang call, as they call it. Like, it was a foul, they didn't call it.
The last one that comes to my mind is Christian Wood. He missed the layup, Luka did, but Christian Wood hit his wrist, his forearm, as he was going up for the layup. And the ref is standing right there and just swallows his whistle. And it's become so common that I no longer think it's a fluke. His free throw numbers are steadily going down since the beginning of the season. He's way under his free throw rate that he was even his rookie year and especially last year. And it's got to be addressed. They have to stop it because it's making it unwatchable. And all those people that want to talk about Luka complaining about free throws, you need to shut it because this is getting ridiculous. You try going out there getting fouled every time down the court, not getting the whistle, and then the very next play, John Wall drives gets nicked on his toe.
The same foul.
Yes, and then they don't call it. I mean, they call it. They give him the benefit of the whistle. And you understand how frustrating that is for a basketball player for that to be happening every single game?
Yeah.
So he's holding his emotions in check as far as I can tell.
Yeah, it's weird, this whole like game within the game thing that referees have where like with superstars or if a guy complains a lot or for some reason they'll just let them play physically some games but not other games, or like all these little unwritten rules that referees have for when they're going to call fouls or not call fouls. And it's like, it just seems wrong.
Well,
like,
it
just
is.
Call
just
a foul.
Call it. Call what you see. Yeah. Don't matter who it is. That's the offensive player or the defensive player.
Yeah.
If it's a foul, just call it. Like, stop. You don't get to make judgment calls based on external factors.
Yeah.
You can only referee the game that is in front of you. And unfortunately, in today's day and age, there's just not a lot of honesty out there.
Yeah.
And I they're making it unwatchable. The referees are.
Yeah, well, and it's like I was saying while we were watching it, is that these are just clear fouls. It's not like I know earlier in the season there was the Trae Young debate of whether or not him kind of bumping back into his guy is that a foul, or like sometimes when you watch James Harden, we complain about him a lot. Like, he's kind of like moving his body in a certain way. It's not. And other players do that. I'm just like making concrete examples. It's not, you know, fouls like that. It's like literally hit on the wrist or the elbow or the arm. Like, literally, by the rule book, it is a foul. And they're just not calling it.
Well, it's amazing. And I'm not sitting here saying that's the reason why the Mavs lost the game. It's not. It has nothing to do with the reason why the Mavs lost.
We'll get more into that.
Yeah. But that going back to that play with the Christian Wood, where Christian Wood clearly fouls Luka. Christian Wood gets the ball, and Luka and I think it was Jaylen were trying to rip it from him. Didn't see a lot of contact, but they called a foul on Luka. And it's like, well, how do you sit here and how do you sleep at night? See, I mean, seriously, like
I wouldn't go that far.
Well, you're not refereeing the game honestly.
Yeah.
You're not doing it honestly based on if it is because of Luka complaining, that is not honest. And you need to do a better job because you cannot allow external factors dictate whether a foul is called or not. You have to just call what you see no matter how much you hate a player.
Yeah. I think, like you said, it's not, you probably couldn't even say it's the reason the Mavericks lost, because I think they still could have won.
They just didn't show up
tonight. It was definitely a factor. Yeah. There was just the effort and the energy just wasn't there. And I don't know if, like you said, it was a trap game or maybe because they had that big game against the Jazz. I don't know if they were tired or just kind of like took a lot out of them mentally.
Well, that's what a trap game is.
True,
you know, it's the emotional toll that a game like that takes.
Well, they just like they had some moments where their defense was pretty good, where they were scrambling and moving around. But for a lot of the game, they were just not moving. They weren't moving their feet.
They weren't getting rebounds when
they
needed them to.
They were standing there watching the ball, you know, bounce around or do whatever it was doing. They just weren't hustling. They weren't really in their man for, you know, they had good stretches, but for the most part, the effort just wasn't where it needed to be.
Yeah, and Houston shot the ball well.
They did,
and a lot of the balls just happened to go their way on the rebounds. I know some of these rebounds were just lack of effort from Dallas, but some of the things just happened to go their way. It was just one of those nights.
It was.
Like, Dallas didn't play well. They need to play better. I'm not going to sit here and do the Utah Jazz what they did, where they said, well, it's a make-or-miss league, and they didn't give any credit to the opposing team.
Yeah.
Houston outplayed Dallas.
Yeah.
They just did. And Dallas looked like they looked lethargic. I mean, they scored 93 points on a team that is not known for defense.
Yeah. So, not known for anything. Not known for winning. Other than losing.
Yeah, they're not even known for winning. Yeah. So, you know, like I said, it's a tough loss and it sucks, but I don't think it's a reflection on anything. I just, the main issue that's been bothering me is the free throw shooting.
Yeah.
The free throw attempts and the free throw rate that Luka has had this year. And for a guy that's second in the league and driving it to the basket, you would assume that he would at least be a top five free throw guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, Trae Young gets more free throw attempts than him. James Harden, his other two guys you mentioned. And those guys are known for flopping.
Yeah.
And
they still get it.
And they still get the whistle. That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, that's my thing with like James Harden. It's crazy that he's known for that, but the refs don't seem to care. They still give him the call. They never stopped.
And that's what I don't understand about this situation with Luka is they are just swallowing their whistle. And this is not the only game. This has been going on now for 2 months now where he's averaging barely 5 free throw attempts a game.
Yeah.
The guy is second in the league at driving it to the basket. And he's just not getting free throws. They're just not calling the whistle. And of course, he's frustrated because he's getting hit.
Yeah.
They're not calling it. Like that last, at the end where he shot that last three, John Wall hit his hand as he was shooting the three. No whistle. The very next play, yeah. John Wall comes down, shoots the pull-up mid-range jumper. Yeah. Luka hits his hand. They call the whistle. It's like, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And John Wall got the benefit of the whistle and Luka did not.
I feel like I need to talk you down from the ledge or something.
No, it's just frustrating because
yeah.
It's affecting Luka's overall game.
Mm-hmm.
It's affecting him as a player and it's affecting the Mavericks as a team. And the referee should not have that much power to affect games or players like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but they do. It's like, you know, if they can affect the game by, it's like if they don't affect the game, then why are they out there? Right. So I just said right, which I know we hate. But
yes.
Like if they don't affect the game, then why are they out there? It's because we need them out there, because if they weren't out there, guys would just do all kinds of crap and be able to get away with it. So we know they affect the game. It's supposed to be for a positive. But if they can affect it positively, then they can affect it negatively by not calling fouls.
Well, and they're just this season, and not just speaking on the Mavericks or Luka, but just in general in the NBA, I think it's pretty well understood that the officiating has been terrible. It's like that one goaltending tonight where the ref standing right there.
Yeah.
Like you're looking right at it. 9 players on the court all saw it being a goaltend.
Yeah.
And you're standing right there looking at it and you don't say that was a goaltend. And it's like, and when you watch the replay, the ball was literally halfway in the basket. It's like, how are you that incompetent to not call that?
Yeah. So I don't really like in terms of the Mat actually losing this game, like outside of the free throw battle, I don't know if there's anything about it that necessarily worries me about the Mavericks as a team.
No.
Like you said, I think it was a trap game.
Yeah.
And they fell into the trap and they sucked. And that's what happens in a trap game. And
the way they've been playing the last 30 games, I have complete confidence that Dallas will win more games than they lose the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I don't think they're not going to win every game. And they just lost. They had won 5 in a row. You're just going to lose.
Well, and they're not a great team. I mean, they're 28-22. So they're good, but they're not a great team.
And
so
I'm looking at them the last 30 games after all the COVID stuff where they're 20-9.
Yeah.
Now after tonight, something like that. And that's a pretty good team.
Yeah.
And I expect that to continue the rest of the year. I don't think they'll be able to catch the 6th seed with Portland. A game like tonight would have been important to have in order to catch Portland. So they'll probably finish 7th, but they might catch 6th if Portland or LA go on a losing streak or something like that. But I don't think this game means much other than they just lost. They didn't play well. They scored 93 points. The rest of their starting lineup was trash. You know, Melly, Richardson, and Dorian just weren't very good tonight.
Well, it sucks to lose, you know, and it's like, we've always talked about the roster and stuff. And again, like it's a loss like this where you can see the holes in the roster and where they can make improvements to it. And I hope they do, because it would have been nice to have another guy, instead of having your starting lineup score 2 points, 9 points, and 1 point, it would be nice to have a guy that you could rely on to fix that.
Well, games like this are when stars are important.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're going to have where your role players aren't very good. And even tonight, Luka was not very good. Porzingis was okay.
He was good. I mean, he had 23 and 12. He had a good game.
Okay. I mean, I don't feel like it impacted anything, but
I know.
It would be nice if you had a third guy that could recognize that his two guys are down, his two running mates are down, and go out there and try to win the game. But even then, they might have lost. I mean, it just, you lost the game, and it sucks, but I just don't think there's much to take out of it other than there's been a problem with Porzingis when you play teams that are a little bit quick and small.
Mm-hmm.
He really struggles. Tonight he was like a negative 20. Concerned whenever he came back into the game in the fourth because the Mavericks had fought so hard to get it back close. And then Porzingis came back in and they kept it close for a while, but then defensively they just weren't the same team when he was out there. And it's not a disrespect to Porzingis. It's just he's 7'3" and everybody on the court for the Rockets was really short. And then the only tall guy was Christian Wood, and he just doesn't play like a 7-footer.
Yeah. I think the reason why this loss probably sucks more than it normally would is because they play the Bucks tomorrow, right? Yeah. And it's a back-to-back. So just that in itself would be difficult. It's the Bucks, so it's going to be really hard. And then because it's a back-to-back, they're probably going to rest either Luka or Porzingis or both, maybe.
Yeah.
And so it's just going into it, you feel like it's a scheduled loss, and which is, whatever. If they want to sacrifice losses, like it doesn't matter, okay. But to have this loss in front of it, so now that's potentially two in a row, I think that's why this one hurts even more.
And I think I'm starting to just accept that the Mavericks are going to finish seventh this year and stop worrying about trying to go up in the standings, because things like this are going to happen where they're just going to rest guys on the second night of back-to-backs. If they played them tomorrow, which I'd be shocked, then they're really trying to make a push for that sixth seed.
Mm-hmm.
And they could, I think, if they really tried hard, they could get it. And I think they would rather play a Denver, Portland, or Clippers in the first round compared to Phoenix and Utah, regardless of what some Mavs fans out there say. I'm not afraid of Utah or Phoenix. Those teams are much better than ours.
Yeah, I wonder if because they lost tonight, they might play everyone tomorrow. Just to, you know, like maybe normally they would have rested them, but they were like, you know, that was a bad loss.
We got to understand the Mavs history, though. They will not sacrifice
they don't care.
Wins for rest.
They like, won't sacrifice rest for wins.
Yes. Yeah. Rest and health are number one, winning's number two.
Yeah. I've also kind of accepted that they're just probably gonna finish seventh. Like right now they're a game and a half behind the Blazers, and they've been hovering around that. And I know it doesn't sound like that much, but it's not just that the Mavs would have to win so many games; the Blazers would have to lose so many games. It's just there's
which
a lot, it could happen. I'm just saying, like based on what I've seen, even over the past 20 games or whatever, I think the Mavericks are good and very much improved from the start of the season. I don't think they're going to make up that ground. They could, and it would be awesome. Yeah. I'd love to be wrong, but it's just, I've kind of accepted they're probably going to be a seventh seed.
And the Blazers could very well not finish the season very strong. I'm not a firm believer in Portland anyways. I never have been. I think that anytime you're a negative net rating, the win-loss eventually is going to catch up to that. Like, it's just, you're just in too many situations where you're losing for you to continue to win those games. And I know they're unbelievable in clutch games, but I think that's also going to catch up to them. You can't expect Damian Lillard to shoot 60-something percent in clutch games. Like, he's only human. And he's a superstar, but even the greatest of all greats could not maintain that for an entire season. So eventually he's going to miss a couple that you need him to make, and they're going to lose a couple more games that they normally had been winning earlier in the season. At least that's my theory. And so I think Portland could go on a...
get a cold streak.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that might benefit Dallas, but I just don't know if Dallas cares enough about winning in order to surpass him. I think they should, because I do think the Clippers, Denver, and... Clippers, Denver, what was the other team?
Suns, Jazz, Lakers, Blazers. Right now it's starting at the top. Jazz, Suns, Clippers, Nuggets, Lakers, yes. Blazers.
I think they would rather play the Clippers and Nuggets over the Jazz and Suns. And I know a lot of people will think that's ridiculous, but they don't match up well with the Jazz and the Suns.
Yeah.
Chris Paul will kill the Mavericks with Porzingis. He just will, because Porzingis hedges too much. Chris Paul's bread and butter is the mid-range jumper, and that's what the Mavericks give up. And Porzingis does not play well against Gobert. That's specifically why they rested him against Utah, because Gobert roasts Porzingis every single time.
He roasts a lot of people. Yes. But yeah.
But specifically, yeah. But against the Nuggets and the Clippers, it's a better matchup for Porzingis.
Yeah, when they've played the Nuggets really well, they play the Clippers really well too. Yes. So the Mavs are actually 2 games behind
after this loss.
The Blazers. Yeah, after this loss. So the Blazers in their last 10 are 6-4. The Mavericks are also 6-4 in their last 10. So again, like, it's, I think the Mavericks are starting to become for real. We kind of talked about that when they beat the Jazz. I don't think that was necessarily a fluke, even though, yeah, the shooting, they went cold and all that. But I think that was a for real Mavs performance. But, you know, 6-4 in their last 10, which is the same as the Blazers. So, you know, can I expect them to get up to 6th? I think it's kind of a long shot, but I mean, I guess it's possible.
If they didn't have the start to the season that they had, then the Clipper or the Blazers would be trying to catch Dallas
right now.
That's
true, yeah.
I mean, to start 9-14, that's a huge hole that they had to, that they were, you know, had dug up into. And to try to overcome that is very difficult. So if they didn't have all the COVID stuff, then I think they would be the 6th or the 5th seed right now, because they have been playing really well and their defense has been really good. Even tonight, although they lost, their defense was, for the most part, it was good. Then they had some mental lapses where Christian Wood decided he's going to go 20-for-20 from three-point land. And it's just, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah, well, and also John Wall, he had 31 points tonight. He's averaging 20 on the season. Yeah. So that hurts. And then, yeah, Christian Wood, he had 22. I think that was him. Yeah, 22 and 10 rebounds. Their bench actually didn't really give them anything. It was just Wall going for 31. That's a 10-point difference from his season average, which was pretty much the lead.
And the three-point shooting, I think, was the biggest indicator.
You know, they were actually 17-for-44, 38.5%. It wasn't as
high. The Rockets?
Yeah, wasn't as high as it seemed.
They were 48% at one point, so they missed a lot. So what was Dallas for the game?
For the game, they were 25.5%, 10-for-39.
And that's the reason why they lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's what we talked about. And that's why the Jazz said the same thing after they lost to the Mavs. It's a make or miss league. And we've talked about this before, how three-point shooting really determines whether you win or lose. I hate it. And I don't think it's an excuse. Like, Dallas can't come away from this game saying it's a make or miss league.
Yeah.
I think that's the wrong attitude. You got to see what you messed up and play better going forward. But, you know, 25% from three, you're not going to win a lot of games that way.
Yeah, well, and I mean, I think John Wall's extra 10 points from his season average, I think that's another big part of the story because, and I mean, again, their defense, it was just, sometimes it was like they were walking in sand, in wet sand. They just weren't really moving a lot. And he, you know, it wasn't like he had... It didn't seem like he was having an amazing performance, but he did. He just hit a lot of shots. Yeah.
It seemed like the Mavericks just kept thinking at any moment they were going to turn it on.
Yeah.
And
or that the Rockets would
start
missing their shots.
And that's just not a healthy way to approach it, but it happens from time to time.
Yeah.
And
I do like that they fought back. I like that they didn't just give in. Like, in the fourth quarter, you could tell. They actually won.
They were fighting hard.
Yeah, they won the fourth quarter. And you could tell they were like this isn't over. We're going to fight back. And they intended to win.
They tied it 89-89.
Yeah.
And then it went 13-4 run since then. So
well, and they had a few possessions in the last couple minutes that were like really weird. They were like panic possessions, and I haven't seen that from the Mavs a lot this year. It was really weird to see, but there was a few possessions where they just kind of lost their heads, and I don't know what happened with that, but that was pretty much the game. Like, it was still close at that point. They could have won it, but those possessions just pretty much killed it.
And then Luke had gone 1 of 9 from three. It was a bad 3-point night from him. It just sucked. It was a sucky loss, but
it was a sucky game to watch. Yeah, it was low scoring.
Yes,
they couldn't make a shot. It was
bad officiating.
Yeah, the officiating. Luka didn't have a great. It was just like God. It just would not end. I'm just glad it's over. Honestly.
Yeah, I think that's all I got about tonight.
Okay. Well, before we finish, so you know that we had our T-shirt giveaway. We had 3 T-shirts from homage.com. They sent us 3 of their T-shirts featuring Luka Doncic. And so I'm going to announce the winners now.
Okay.
Which is exciting.
Yes.
Okay.
Do it.
You can actually, first of all, you can actually buy these T-shirts on homage.com. Plus, you can get 20% off with our code DallasHoops20. That's not an ad. I'm just saying
okay,
that.
Okay. I was going to say for a podcast that says no ads ever.
That was just a comment that I felt like making.
Yes.
So, okay. The winners are actually, I don't have their names because everyone just entered their email address. So obviously I'm not going to read their email addresses, but I'm just going to...
But we do have 3 winners.
I'm going to say a portion of it, and then if you're listening, you'll know who you are, and I'll contact you after this. So the first winner is Ricky Soul. That's not the entire email address, so don't try it, but if that's you, you know who you are. The other one... I'm just going to say the first word. It's boys.
Okay.
I think we should just email them and say, hey, can you give us your full name? I think it's more exciting this way. And the third winner is Hunsk. So if that's your email, it's a portion of your email. Then
such a dangerous game we're playing here.
I'll send you an email to get your T-shirt sent to you. Now, if you didn't win, we still really appreciate your support. That 20% off code that I mentioned, DallasHoops20, it's still valid on homage.com until May 19th. So thank you to Homage for helping with this whole giveaway. Thank you for everyone who entered and for supporting us. I know through this whole thing, I've been promoting homage.com, and you know that I've never wanted to do sponsorships or anything, but I just couldn't pass up the opportunity to give you guys something for free. And the t-shirts are actually pretty awesome. So I felt like it was worth it. If you shop homage.com, you'll understand why I was okay with this, because their t-shirts are pretty cool, even though I hate sponsorships. Anyway, so the discount code is DallasHoops20. Thank you everyone for your support. Thank you for entering, and to the winners, you'll be hearing from me.
And I was a little surprised on the NBA Jam shirt with Luka.
Okay.
And his teammate was Porzingis. I was surprised it was Porzingis.
Who else would it be?
I will take Melly over Porzingis right now. Porzingis sucks.
Okay, okay.
Trade Porzingis. I'm done.
You don't really believe that. I believe it tonight.
Thank
you guys so
much
for
Porzingis.
Listening. And we'll see you guys in the next episode where I will not have an existential fan crisis. I promise.
Oh, thank God. The rest of my night was...
Okay, that is not true. A lot of people contacted me on Twitter, and they were seriously concerned about my emotional well-being.
Well, it turned into a sit-down session, and I turned into a therapist.
First of all, I really appreciate that people were actually concerned about me.
But she has a husband, and he'll take care of her.
The thing is, like, I didn't realize that it sounded that bad. You know, like... I know I was sharing strong feelings, but really, outside of basketball, none of that really affects the rest of my life. You know, it's just while I'm watching basketball, and because we do a podcast after every game, it's just, it's on my mind when I do that. But like, my happiness level is the same as it would be or not be, you know? So anyway, I appreciate the concern, but I'm okay. Don't worry. Anything else you would like to add, Mr. Martin?
Just that, trade KP.
Anyways, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.